another edition of the Midwest Super Conference pre-interview series. And today's guest is Gil Ortega. I'm real excited to have Gil with us today. And before we get into some of the great content that Gil is going to be sharing with you guys, just going to do some quick commercials here for you guys, let you know we are, at the time of this recording, just about 3 weeks away from the Midwest Super Conference. We do have a limited amount of free tickets and seats available. And we want to make sure that all of you who are listening right now, if you haven't gotten a ticket for the Midwest Super Conference, my question for you is, why not? It's time to get your ticket. It's time to get yourself enrolled. It's time to get your airfare and your travel arrangements booked so you can be here, some of the best speakers in the world and some of the best VIP people in the world, and networking and learning some information that's going to take your business, you know, to the stratosphere, not just to the next level, to like 10 levels. I mean, it really is that kind of a conference. A lot of people ask me, Jeff, you know, what kind of people should come to the Midwest Super Conference, and how is the Midwest Super Conference, you know, going to help me? So let me just go off here and tell people, you know, really, who is the Midwest Super Conference for? So I'm just going to kind of list off some stuff for you guys. It's really for people who own and operate a business online. So if you own or operate a business online, this is a place that you should be. If you plan to own or operate a business, start a business, you know, as a brand new person, getting into this whole internet stuff, as a newbie, greenhorn, in the next 12 months, then yes, you need to be at this conference. If you're struggling to make money online right now, maybe you still haven't made your first dollar yet. Maybe you've made $100 or $500 and that's it, but you spent a lot more. You know what I'm saying there? I know a lot of you are listening, shaking your head, going, I know what you're saying there, because you've been there. You've been spending money but not making any money. This conference is for you. Anyone who's making some money online right now but just not as much as you know want, then this conference is for you, because we're going to show you how to, you know, triple that. Anyone who needs to get traffic to existing websites, you own some websites out there, or you are going to acquire some websites, or you know, you bought some websites and you're just not getting the amount of traffic you thought you should be getting, this conference is for you. We're going to show you how to get some more traffic. Anyone who needs to get a website made. So let's say you've got a great idea, you know, you want to go off from your offline business and take it online, and you know you need a website or a blog or something like that, some presence online, but you just don't know how to do it yourself. We're going to share with you, you know, how you can have it done for you, so you don't even have to do it yourself. Just pay someone, outsource it, and get the sucker up there, because the faster you get a website up there, the faster you can start taking orders. And the longer you delay, the longer you just keep doing it the hard way. Anyone who's brand new to the internet, let's say you're just brand new, you just got an email address a couple days ago for the very first time. It's like, Gil, can you imagine, like, back in the day when you first got an email address, how cool that was back in the day, like when you send an email to somebody, they actually read it and stuff. But nowadays, people just getting online, man, there's so much stuff to learn. It's crazy how much stuff there is out there for people to learn. So when you go to learn stuff, you want to go to a place that's going to give you a well-rounded overview of a lot of different markets, a lot of different systems, that the owners behind these systems, the teachers behind these systems that I'm bringing at the Midwest Super Conference, they've all got just incredible systems that work and producing results. So you're going to be guaranteed a better chance of success when you actually follow along with what these teachers are sharing with you guys at our conference. Anyone who wants to break into the lucrative business called information marketing, which is, you know, selling knowledge, intellectual property, basically. You know, it's like it's the stuff between your ears in your brain. It's the stuff you can't really put and make it physical, because it's just information, it's knowledge, it's energy. And you want to get into that business because it's stinking so lucrative. We can teach you guys and show you guys how to position yourself as an expert and sell what you know as a consultant and make a lot of money. I got guys that are making gazillions of dollars, and their clients are making gazillions of dollars simply because they have learned how to position themselves well as the expert in their niche, and therefore can command a very high price for their consulting fees. Anyone who has a hunger for online knowledge, you know, you just want to learn more about the internet and how marketing online works. You want the best tips and the best advice, and you're going to get it from our speakers. And hey, if you're in direct sales, if you're in multi-level marketing, or you're a network marketer, we want you here too, because you're probably out there struggling, going to family and friends, doing the traditional way of business, which I don't think is a bad thing by any means. That's a great way to build a business, is to go to family and friends and start that way. But eventually, maybe you're going to get to the point where you're going to need to go online and figure out how to generate some leads and some systems online. And that's what we got Gil Ortega here today to talk about, lead generation and how you can actually get leads online, how you can build your lists online, how you can make offers to these people that you build a list to online. That's kind of the topic for today. So the backstory, back to get here, back to Gil, is that, you know, back in, gosh, it was 2003, I think it was, and I started this program called Mentors in Motion with Val Smith. And for the first time ever, Val used a word that I'd never really heard used in the context before. I didn't know what it meant. He said, "Jeff, what you need to do is you need to go out there and you need to find a lead company and you need to get a lead and you need to call that lead and you need to invite that lead to come to a conference call and listen to a conference call that I'll do for you, and I'll present the business, the compensation plan, the product, the company, and then I'll close people for you, and then you just sign them up and you make the money." I was like, geez, that's like the easiest thing in the world. So what's a lead? And I honestly asked that on a conference call one time. I said, "What is a lead?" Because I had never heard that word before. He said, "It's a person who wants to join a home-based business." And I said, "Well, where did I find these guys?" He says, "Well, just go on the internet, do a search for lead broker, lead generator, lead company." I was like, "Okay."
And you found me.
So I went online and I started looking for, you know, these lead companies. And I searched through a lot of companies. This is, again, back in 2003, 2004. Not a lot of lead companies existed out there doing the internet lead at that time. And I bought...
Well, actually, there was quite a few.
Okay,
there were some big ones.
To a newbie like me, I didn't see a lot. You know, I saw a lot of the same. Like, it was like a few. It was like a few people doing it all. And that was basically it. And so what I did is I did a search for like lead broker, lead generator, and I bumped into Gil Ortega's company, and he put his phone number on his website. So I just called him up, and we started talking about stuff. He actually was there, picked up his phone, and he was just at that time getting ready to launch this new lead delivery system and wanted to give different people a lead store so they could actually sell leads to other people or their own downlines. And I thought, how cool is that? I can actually get a lead store where Gil's company is going to generate all the leads for me. I'm not going to do any lead generation. He'll do it all, and then I get to mark up the leads. So if I let's say I buy the leads or whatever for like $1.50 each, and I could sell them for $3, or I could sell them for $2 or $2.50 or whatever, and make, you know, $1.50 profit for every lead that I sold, even $1.50. So Gil set me up with this system, and like literally out of the box, I was making like $3,000 or $4,000 a month selling leads to my own downline, my own group, the people that I was bringing into this Mentors of Motion business. I was selling them a Mentors of Motion style lead, and they were converting well, and we were making a ton of money. And so Gil's this guy who's got this really killer background in the lead business. You know, he's been doing it for goodness sakes, probably for like... 15 years. But it wasn't always, doing this as his kind of like his life path. He's an entrepreneur basically. But he got stuck in the lead business for many, many years because it was very profitable and generated, you know, literally millions and millions of dollars for himself, his company, and the distributors who bought leads from him and used those leads to grow their companies. So we're going to be talking with Gil today about what leads are and lead generation. So Gil, welcome to the show. How's it going?
Thank you for having me here, Jeff.
You bet.
My pleasure. And things are going great. I'm back in the lead business as of this new year, 09, as of January. And, you know, that's kind of what prompted you and I to get back on the phone, because prior to that, we couldn't talk. At least I couldn't talk to you because I had a non-compete and you were on my list of people that I couldn't talk to, and I had a whole list of past clients when I sold my company in 07. They made me sign an agreement that I couldn't, you know, do the lead business and couldn't talk to any of my past clients for 3 years, and that was really tough. And so I wrote out about a year and a half of it, and then the situation changed with the company that I had sold. They in turn had sold their interest in the company. And after, of course, doing about $25+ million in 08, not too bad for just MLM lead sales. And so they got out of the business and allowed me to get back in the business after a year and a half of my non-compete. So the new year here was a great time for me to get back in. And things have changed. I mean, it's amazing. You always hear that about the internet, how fast things change. Well, you know, there was this fell swoop that just came across the MLM lead generation industry and wiped out a lot of the volume. And I have, over the past few months, Jeff, like, really assessed the current state of network marketing leads. I would call them like BizOp, business opportunity seeker leads, MLM leads, and kind of put them in that category. And, it's pretty tough. I mean, there's my past campaigns, and some people may recognize them when I mentioned, but the we started Income at Home and Crazy Like a Fox, and that's the TV version is the Income at Home, or the Crazy Like a Fox, and then the radio version is Income at Home.
That's the infomercial. That's the infomercial that Fox goes out there and says, "Hey, are you crazy like a fox?" And he tries to get people to go
right,
online.
Right, it's just a little 30, 60-second spot, not a full infomercial. But, you know, ultimately it drives people to a page that sends them information on a free trial basis. They have to pay for it, just pay for the shipping and handling, $9.95, and then there's a continuity that occurs after 15 days. Creating buyer leads is pretty much where I've spent my time. And if you look at the CPA market nowadays, I've over the past 7 years, I created buyer leads, right? And right now, the current state of CPA marketing is all about buyer leads. And, you know, there's some issues, of course, with the way that people go about doing their free trials and
Let's back it up, Gil. We're already talking Greek to a lot of people who are listening to this first time. Let's go back to the basics here and say, okay, what is a lead and how are they generated? And then you talked about CPA. A lot of people don't know these terms, like what CPA is. So I want you to define what CPA is. So let's just go back to the plain blackboard here to our brand new students who are listening to us today. How is it, like me, when I was very, very green to this, I didn't even know what a lead was. So just talk about what a lead is for people like in either companies, like MLMs or insurance brokers and real estate agents. Like, what is a lead?
A lead is a prospect, a person that is interested in your product or service, and it's a sales lead. It's somebody that has raised their hand, you know, responded to an advertisement, and so a list is not a lead. Okay, and when I say lead business, people often confuse, hey, I'm in the list business. No, I'm not. Even though I do, part of my business is list business, lists are not leads. So a lead is a real-time response to an advertisement on radio, TV, or internet. That is a lead. And copy qualifies. So whatever your ad says, the copy on your ad is what ultimately qualifies them for your product or service. And what else qualifies people are the questions you ask them. Okay, so if you're going to ask them a series of questions, or you're just going to ask for their basic contact information, all of that qualifies them. And then the path or the process in which you're putting people through your information also qualifies them. So all of that activity, which leads, prospects come from marketing activity, all of that activity is what I refer to as a funnel or a buyer path. And it can be optimized. It has conversion stats. In other words, for every 1,000 people that go to that first page or see your email, you're going to get a response or lack thereof, right? So your conversion and the optimization of that conversion, how people are responding to it, is in essence the science to lead generation. So, you know, you can test various pages, A/B split test, where you're just, you know, saying, hey, for every unique visitor, show this page. The next unique visitor, show this page. And then get even more detailed where you're rotating color combinations, headlines, subheadlines, body of text, where you're doing multivariate.
And that's a science of itself right there. Just what you said right there can take people a lifetime just to figure out how to.
Just so you know, and everybody out there knows, I am the least technical person out there. I personally do not do this, even though I've been, you know, certified to do landing page optimization, and I learn, you know, through doing a lot of reading. I don't personally hands-on do this because I'm not technical. You know, I can actually, the cPanel, you know what a cPanel, most people probably don't if they're not technical, but it's like I avoid that. I avoid the cPanel. I do very basic web design because I've painstakingly learned over the years how to drag and drop and do, you know, basic WYSIWYG kind of stuff. But I'm not technical, you know, so whatever I do takes me a little bit longer to learn because of that. What I understand is marketing, offline marketing was where I came from. I was a concert promoter and offline marketer for many years. So just marketing, you know, passing out flyers is how I started, you know, doing events and advertising on the radio. So taking basic marketing principles and then applying them online is where I've had some success, you know. But the basic point of it is you could buy leads. And when I mentioned CPA, it stands for cost per acquisition or cost per action. You know, it could be acquisition or action, because I've heard interchange. So CPA networks or affiliate networks, you know, everybody out there has an affiliate network now, from Amazon to, you know, all the big brands like Best Buy and everybody, you know. So an affiliate is somebody that refers a product from a company and gets paid for it. So there's pretty, you know, there's a lot of software that's available to set up your own affiliate network. You can go to places like Commission Junction, and there's CPA networks that have affiliates that will pay you from, you get paid from advertisers. A lot of advertisers out there that are willing to go negative or close to negative for the actions. So going negative means, let's say they're giving away a $1 free trial for a 7-day trial to their product or service. You, the affiliate, market that $1 trial, and every time somebody, a prospect, a lead, takes that offer, you, the affiliate, get paid $30 to $40-some per action before, had every time some, so imagine doing several hundred of those a day or several thousand of those a day.
Right. We're not talking about sales here. We're not talking about like someone that's buying something. We're talking about someone that's just simply putting their data in a form, basically.
Well, no,
about.
They are buying. You know, I
well,
would
okay, there's both.
Putting
there's
a credit
both.
Card in as there's a buying transaction.
Okay, as an affiliate,
in a contract
yeah.
and a commitment.
Right. Well, if I'm going to sell something as an affiliate and someone's going to buy something, yeah, that's a CPA action. But a lot of people are making money in CPA networks just by filling out forms and actually
filling
generating
out forms,
leads.
Right. And so, you know, that I refer to those leads as the free looky-loo leads. A free looky-loo prospect or lead is somebody saying, hey, just send me free information. So they're reading the ad, and, you know, when I say ad, I'm normally referring to the internet. So they read the ad, and they fill out the form requesting the information for free. So, you know, I've done a fair share of free looky-loo leads out there, and buyer leads, when I say buyer, anybody that puts the credit card, okay? So if they're paying a dollar versus a free looky-loo lead, there's like night and day differences in conversion.
Do this real quick. Let's back up. Can you do a hierarchy chart? Say, here's the bottom type of a lead. Here's the lead above that. Here's the best lead above that. And here's like the top of the top kind of a lead. Just kind of give people a little quick education about lead types and what they are and what the best type of a lead is so they can see the spectrum. Because I didn't know this when I was getting started either.
Well, I would say the bottom of the barrel, and I don't even think, so a co-registration lead is, you know, and I'm doing a co-reg path right now. I'm building it and doing a very targeted co-reg path. So I don't, you know, all co-reg is not created equal. So a co-registration path is very much like those free iPods would probably be the most, you know, familiar ones. Like somebody giving you a free iPod and they force you to take all these offers, you know, to get the free iPod.
You check a box, which, right.
Yeah, those are, you know, those are dangerous. You know, and you're seeing problems with those. You know, they're not as popular anymore because the FTC cracked down on them. They cracked down on the practices, the popular practices of some of those paths, co-registration paths. But anytime you're at your favorite site you know, and you're signing up for something, they also, and they say, hey, do you want fries with this? Do you want this information, or do you want this other newsletter that we publish? That's a co-registration process. So one good place to go get co-reg leads is at getresponse.com is an autoresponder, and it's a pretty, you know, way to get leads through thank you pages. When people on a thank you page, so somebody's filling out a form for one thing, and then they get redirected to the thank you page. They just said, thank you for filling out this form, right?
Right.
Say, would you also like this? Whatever this is, like information on this, you know, Jeff Mills, you know, Midwest Super Conference, would you like information on this? And they check yes, and you pay 30, 40 cents for that, right?
Right.
So if it's pre-checked, which I don't think those practices are still going on, they used to call them opt-outs, where the action was that they had to uncheck it, and if they didn't uncheck it, you were automatically going to get it. Those really underproduce. You actually get a lot of complaints from those kinds of leads because people are unsuspecting, subscribing, you know, to your information, right?
Right.
So that's the bottom of the barrel. And there's still people out there that do that and sell that kind of stuff. And the acquisition costs are real. I mean, they're like, they still, you know, a co-reg will cost 25 cents and up, you know, real-time delivered to your list, subscribing to your list. So when you see lists out there, you know, or leads, rather, that are like pennies, that means that they're sold several times. And because the acquisition cost, the real-time acquisition cost more than the list. So if I have a list of a million whatever, and somebody says, I'm going to give you a discount to buy them all, well, he can sell them for whatever, you know, and a lot of people do, and it doesn't mean that it's legal, because there's issues, of course, with privacy policies and the terms of use with that list and that data. So at the very bottom, you got lists, data, then you go up the process to co-registration. I'm doing a co-registration path with wellness.com where it's very targeted. We're giving away a wellness-related product, and all the products in the path, the registration path, are all wellness related. So it's very targeted. We're not giving away free iPods or anything like that inside. You're not forcing people to take offers to get information. All on a the more of a choice the prospect or the person coming into the path, the more of a choice they have, the better the lead. So if they're asking for information, that is great. That is the marketing activity, the actions that are being monetized. Okay, so co-registration and various forms of it are at the bottom. Then you have single form forms that are filled out asking for information. Often can be done through email or banners. And that's a cost per lead or CPL. And you can get a lot of, you know, great leads that come from that kind of activity.
And this is for
this is for any
kind of business too. This is like where some of the MLM biz op leads come from. This is where insurance leads, dentist leads. This is kind of where that.
This is right.
This can be for any niche. I mean, I want people to realize you don't have to be just an MLM as a person who works with leads. Any company, any business owner needs leads for their niche. And the place where people are doing it like crazy is on the internet, because everyone's hanging out on the internet.
Yeah, and I do a lot of different kinds of campaigns, mortgage loan mods. I've been asked to do some insurance recently. You know, it's you know, diet, lots of different kinds of nutrition related products I do leads for. So it doesn't necessarily need to be just BizOp. I'm referring BizOp because those are some of the bigger accounts that I have. You know. MLM opportunity, you know, related offers. So, and that's one of the things that's really changed. And, you know, so you got the CPL that is the dominant lead, the free looky-loo, and then above that, you have CPA, cost per acquisition of a customer, or, you know, somebody that's coming out with a credit card, okay? So somebody that's paying with a credit card is going to convert into paid products you know, the range would be about 10% to 25%, and the average can be somewhere in the middle. I've found always occurs for my campaigns. It's pretty constant. So even if it's on the low end 10%, which is really easy to optimize, you know, to a higher conversion, just compare it to a free looky-loo lead, you know, on a cost per lead basis, CPL basis, that is somebody asking for free information, you buy that lead, and they are converting at about 1% into your paid product. So every, let's say, and the problem is there's a disproportionate cost. You know, it'll cost you $3 to $5 for CPL, a free looky-loo lead, and it's going to convert at 1%, so like $300 per sign-up or more, right? And it'll cost, for a free trial or somebody just paying, you know, $1 or $6 or, you know, $9, it'll cost you, let's say, $40 to $60 to get somebody with a credit card on a forced continuity. Continuity being they're going to be charged over after a period of time, like 7 or 14 days. Like, they're going to be charged like $19.95 or $49.95 for whatever their trial, you know, what their trial is,
right,
you know, the product.
Right.
So that process converts, makes money for the advertiser way more effectively than the free looky-loo leads. But it costs more money to deal with those kinds of campaigns. So, I mean, most network marketers, work-at-home, you know, distributors, and even leaders, people that are making six figures, seven figures, you know, that are accomplished in that any particular MLM, is having a hard time dealing with buyer leads. You know, paying $50 for a lead or $100 for a lead, which can happen. If you're asking for $19.95 or $29.95 to sell a package, you can easily pay $90 to $100 per lead to have that action. Essentially, you're buying that action.
So,
cost per acquisition.
So in this tier of the three levels, you've got the co-reg, you've got the CPL cost per lead, and you got the CPA cost per acquisition. The cost per acquisition, you're saying, is the best lead to go with, and it's creating a buyer, and buyer leads are the best kind of leads to work with because buyers buy more, right?
Right.
And there's
Did
certain...
You quoted me there.
There's certain... Yeah. There's certain... what's the word I'm looking for? I guess... self-liquidating offer. Like, what? How would you define that term and tell people how that can help them have actually zero cost marketing when it's done correctly?
You know, creating a funded proposal or self-liquidating offer is essentially putting marketing. The cost of the package for the lead, in essence, is going to pay for your marketing on the front end or a portion thereof. You still sometimes, as a marketer, will go negative, so it doesn't liquidate all the way. So let's say, you know, the lead ultimately cost you, including the package, let's say you sent out something physical, you know, and so everything costs you, you know, $39, but you only got 29 of it back from the prospect. Okay, so it's... you're essentially creating a package that is an introduction to your opportunity that has a lot of value in there, something that is going to give them a result that is a taste of your product or services with opportunities to upgrade into various enhanced product or services.
You said there was two types of results that make those... buyer leads respond. You said you want to show them this, you want to show them that as a result, and they're going to want to become a buyer for you. What was those two things? Remember what we talked about earlier?
Ooh, two things.
A guaranteed result. You know, you're talking about they want to see a monetary outcome, and then they want to see this. I forget what the two of them were. It was when we were talking before we started the recording. You talked about when you wanted to create a buyer lead, you create them on these two conditions.
Oh, that's right. You want to give them... if you base your campaign on giving value, giving tremendous value, and then selling a result.
Yeah.
So ultimately when you're selling a result, you're not selling. It's like you're giving an experience that is promised. So if you say, hey, this is going to do this, if you take this strategy and do this, or if you take this product, you're going to get this result, and it happens to the prospect, then you're golden, right? If you say, hey, this is going to happen, and it does, they're going to say, like, give me more. What else you got?
Right.
Right?
Right.
Then there's the upgrade. So it's like there's marketers out there that oversell, you know, overpromise, underdeliver. The goal is to do the opposite, you know, underpromise and overdeliver. You know, it's always the real campaign out there that's going to, you know, and it's hard to see those out there, you know, in the midst of, you know, a lot of hype, overhype. So, and the people that are just flat out lying to you, you know, they're not even, there's a lot of that out there too, you know. So the goal is to have a campaign that you can give a lot of value and sell a result. So ultimately you're saying, did what happened to you, or what happened to me also happened to you? You're asking that question after you've delivered whatever that package is that you're sending out to them, or that kind of buyer experience that you're following through on. So to go back to what's happened in the network marketing space, and I tell you what, I just recently got back from a marketing mastermind at this amazing place called Pirates Cove, and there was maybe half, like two dozen marketers, internet marketers that, you know, I was going to do this release of this information, like, you know, I guess over the next few days here, but it's like I don't think there's probably a better time than any to talk about what I'm going to, you know, speak of here. And this is what I basically unveiled to all the marketers there what I call the reinvention of the network marketing lead. And, you know, when I say that, a lot of people, when I explain this process, a lot of people are going to get it that are in the business, and they're going to start doing it. You know, I've, in the space of network marketing leads, have created some first times, you know, some things that were never done, some ways and processes that have become very common now. So I have a feeling that this is going to be one of them. And hopefully any other lead generators out there that are in the space can benefit from it, because, you know, once you see this process that I'm talking about, it's going to be copied. There's no way that I can make this a proprietary process. The way we do it, who we do it with, is definitely going to be proprietary, and it's going to be top shelf. But once this is out, there's no way to keep it our own. So I'm sharing this, one, to let people know that this has never been done, and two, that I'm doing it. And so I have groups literally lining up. When I mean groups, I mean network marketing groups, like massive groups with massive budgets and large distributorships, lining up to get this new process, what I'm calling the reinvention of the network marketing lead.
Could people in other businesses still take the model and apply it to the insurance, the mortgage, the dentist, or the other financial planning?
This could absolutely be applied to other industries, most definitely. So the problem, okay, I've identified the different kinds of leads that are out there. Now, the industry of network marketing leads and lead companies, and let me just say, there's a lot of promotion out there by some of these promoters, these internet promoters that say only idiots buy leads or only dummies buy leads, which is so misleading and kind of a half-truth, because, you know, I can you know, I buy leads, and I do pretty well. I can point to handfuls of people that buy leads and make millions of dollars because they buy leads. So if you buy leads correctly, if you know the kinds of leads to buy, the way to buy leads, you can make a fortune. But it's pretty easy to say, hey, only idiots buy leads, and then if you don't want to buy leads, buy my product, and then that self, it's a self, the reason the promoters are saying that because they want you to buy their product. So what I'm telling people here is that you can buy leads, you just got to know enough about leads to buy them correctly, because that's all I do. That's all I've ever made a business of doing.
Right.
And, you know, there's distributors out there, there's large marketing organizations that buy millions of dollars worth of leads and make a fortune. They make millions more from those leads. So the small distributor, the small, work-at-home professional in network marketing who has learned that buying a generic lead and in a what I call a free looky-loo lead has had problems, and it's increasing. The problems are when you buy those leads, and they could even be look at my healthy chocolate kind of lead. Do you want information on my healthy chocolate, right? It could be, in other words, a very custom specific lead. Or look at, we have a great opportunity for this diet product, whatever, put in the diet product, and fill out this lead form right now and get information. Even those specific leads, very custom type lead to your opportunity, are converting about 1%. Okay? So, and they're expensive. Like I said, they will cost you, the acquisition costs are about $3 to $5 for not a very long form. Name, email, phone number, maybe one question or two, sometimes none. Okay, so somebody's filling out a form asking for free information, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You get that?
Yep.
Okay, so that is the most common lead sold out there by lead companies in the business of being a lead company. Would you agree?
Right.
Okay. Now, the upper tier, the buyer leads have become very popular, but it's a very expensive game to play, right? In other words, it's a lot more upfront money, thousands, some tens of thousands of dollars to get into that arena of buyer leads versus, maybe hundreds or thousands of dollars when you're just doing, cost per acquisition lead, CPL, free look-at-the leads. But that is the main lead that these lead companies have been selling and still are selling. And that is what's prompted a lot of the promoters out there to say, hey, only dummies buy leads, because those leads do definitely underperform. Okay? So that's the problem. Now, how do we solve that problem? Well, our solution to this problem is something that already works. It's been working for internet marketers like clockwork. And so what I've done is I've partnered with some guru internet marketers. One, like Russell Brunson and some others, but there are internet marketers that don't have an interest in the network marketing side, although their strategies and tactics work just the same for anybody that's marketing online, including network marketers. So one of the challenges when you're generating a lead is to get the lead to remember what they filled out. So a prospect, and if you're somebody that has been a prospect, filled out a lead form, think about it. So when you get a call, a lot of times, or if you've ever called, bought leads and called leads, and the people are like, I didn't fill this out, or they're kind of like just lackadaisical, kind of like, maybe I filled it out, I don't remember, It's hard. You're like, hey, you filled out the xyz.com site, and you remember that? You're like, no, I don't remember that. So part of the challenge right up front is branding and getting people to recognize what they filled out, that they are in fact interested in a home-based business or making money, and that they filled something out. So that's the first step. So we've created a very branded campaign on the front end that has a little cartoon character. And I won't tell you what the cartoon character is just yet, but it is a very recognizable cartoon character that is going to make people laugh. And you will laugh out loud, guaranteed, by just watching our little short animation. On these landing pages.
Is it an animal or is it a person?
It's a person. Little cartoon characters that talk about making money online.
Okay.
And so, but what we do, instead of just asking to send information and we're going to give you information on a home-based business, et cetera, we're going to flip it around and say, we want to invest in you. When I say you, we're talking to the prospects. Please let us invest in you. We're not going to ask anything of you. We want to give you a tremendous amount of training on how to be successful in a home-based business, a network marketing business, from home, leveraging the Internet. We want to show you how to be successful from home using the Internet to build a home-based business and network marketing. So that's the short version of what the proposition is. And we have some videos that basically show what it is we're going to give them inside our training, and it is extensive. I've gone out to find the best curriculum that I could find that is bona fide, that actually works, that has blueprints, and will produce what we're saying if they engage in it, if they actually take the steps and read it and participate in it. So it's a combination of audios, videos, and PDFs that are in this training that we're going to give them. Now, just from that perspective, that's a little bit different. That's a twist from the norm of, hey, let us show you this great opportunity, fill out this form, and come on in, right?
And then buy my product, and then I'll train you how to be successful and how to market on the Internet.
Right. So the lead that we have, the lead that I just talked about, this training-type lead, let's say cost $5. We're talking about paying a little bit more in the CPA market. So the cost per acquisition market. We go to the networks, the affiliate networks, and we have this offer, this page that we want to get people to respond to. So we give them a bounty. Let's say it's $5, which is a great bounty, which means we can be very competitive and I can get as much traffic as I want because it's a good payout to any affiliate or network that is willing to generate that lead. So that lead, what we do is we team up with a leader, somebody in a network marketing company that is a leader, somebody that's already making a lot of money, has a big group, and that leader is going to pay $5 for the lead. Now, that lead is going to be, somebody's going to respond to it as a prospect comes in. Let's say he buys 1,000 leads. Now, that 1,000 leads would cost $5,000, correct?
$5 a lead?
$5 a lead, 1,000 leads, right?
Right.
So, leader has $1,000 or $5,000 investment just for the leads, and we start getting people to respond to that offer. As the leads come in, now somebody in his group is going to buy that lead. Now, we don't know how cheap we can get it down to, right? But the distributor cannot, we're going to have the distributor, one of the distributors in this leader's organization, pay less for the lead. Let's just say, for example purposes, that it's $2.50. So the leader's going to split the cost with the distributor.
Okay.
Now that's a different equation, right?
Right.
Than normal. Normally, what most people think are leaders are supposed to charge $7 or $6 for the lead, right?
Right. Make some money.
Cost them $5. They're going to charge more, right?
Right.
Okay. But that's not what we're doing. We're going to bring value to the distributor right off the bat because the distributor cannot flat out go generate that same lead for $2.50, right?
Right.
So we're going to train the distributors not to call them and sell them the first moment that they get them on the phone, but to call them and greet them. Be the person that just gave them the big gift basket of training. The law of reciprocity, did I say that correctly? Is that the...
That's the way you say it.
Yeah, so the law of giving, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully kicks in a little bit, and there's some appreciation on the lead side. Now, the goal is on that first call is just to encourage the prospect to tap in, engage the training. When the prospect actually realizes and engages the training, they're going to see the value there, right? It's not valuable until they perceive it to be. So once they start to do that, we are going to, within the first 3 to 5 days of them being in our funnel, now, just so you understand, every single day they're going to get a couple of trainings in addition to the existing video and audio training that's in there. We're talking about overload here, okay? Over-deliver and overload, okay? Because there's just no way that anybody is going to be able to go into this and absorb all this information. Or our live trainings, teleseminars, and webinars, they are live, but they're recorded, but they appear to be live, and they are timed. So if you miss it, you miss it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason behind that, because the scarcity, so they totally appear to be live, and if you miss it, we're going to ask you if you want to purchase any of the recordings. You just need to become a paid subscriber. So that's always looming in the background, that they can be a paid subscriber to our training, and they can get the recordings and listen at their leisure. Not all the recordings that they've seen, all of the past recordings and all future recordings and additional training and content. So on day 3 through 5, now we've been sending information, trainings, et cetera, every single day, live events. Day 3 through 5, we're going to ask the prospect if they'll allow us to take it a step further and not just give them this valuable training, but we'll pay them. We're going to ask the question to the prospect, will you allow us to pay you? We will pay you, and we will, $1 for every person that they give this training, the same exact training that they got. We'll give them $1 for every person that they give it to for free. And it's a very simple process for them to do it. We give them, when in the letter that we do the asking, to just simply put in their username and their password to their Yahoo or their Gmail account, and the letter gets sent immediately with their affiliate code that will track everybody that comes in for $1.
It's like a viral inviter type of a tool that
right.
goes and mines through their Gmail accounts or their Hotmail accounts and instantly sends an email.
Right.
They just check the boxes of who they want to send it to. And then I'm sure they're tagged with some sort of an affiliate number so they know who's making the referrals.
Correct. So my partner on this, my marketing guru friend and partner, generated about a 90,000 person list, like out of nowhere doing this in his first month. So this works. What happens is, one, we're going to pay people for referring this training, and two, the pool of leads, right, the pool of 1,000 leads for $5,000 just got bigger, and we only paid $1 versus $5. Okay? So if you do the numbers here, we just shared the cost of the lead with the distributor for $250. That means there's a negative cost to the leader of $2.50, right? Now, if a portion of the leads do the viral component of this and the lead pool grows, now our total lead, our average lead cost just went below $2.50, right? So, but we don't need to be exact here, but just for example purposes, it's less than $2.50, the negative cost to the leader. And in this funnel, we're giving an opportunity of a lot more training to get recordings of our live trainings, our teleseminars, and our webinars. And it just costs $1 for a trial, a 7-day trial. And you can, have an ongoing charge for, let's say, $49. Now, when you start doing the numbers, if only 5% of those individuals upgrade, you have a pretty good profit that occurs from that. It actually takes the negative that you know, the less than 250 negative for the leader, and it creates a positive. So we're making the leader whole on their investment and doing some revenue sharing with that leader. But it doesn't stop there. So my partner has a tremendous amount of products, a tremendous amount of live workshops, and a coaching program. Now, during this time, the first week, I refer to this, the whole process, as lead nurturing. And it's often done in the B2B space. Lead nurturing is simply, you know, cultivating the relationship and the degrees of permission within your pool of leads. Creating a better lead is in that nurturing and cultivation process. So it's all those different touch points, you know, that you can increase the belief and increase the understanding and value, perceived value, between you, the guru or the prospect or the leader in network marketing. So when you're that distributor working that lead, after that first week, you're going to be able to see people that have virally become involved, have become buyers, or have, you know, been appreciative of the training, right? And this training will benefit anybody that takes hold of it and is involved in building a business online.
Well, everyone's probably wondering right now, Gil, when do you get the person involved in the business? And when do they actually join the business then through this process?
Well, from any point from the first week on through the next 3 to 4 weeks. So what we do for each team, each network marketing team, is we put their training, their videos, if they don't have some, we can help them make them, and their PDFs, and we integrate them into the back office of the free training, so that they're seeing components. And we actually do a lot of webinars on network marketing in a general sense, but we can also put, you know, specific company-related presentations in the back office. And the goal is to show them that there's a system, there's a process that they too can tap into, and you know, people like to be recruited. People like to recruit the way they were recruited. So somebody firsthand has gone through an experience that was valuable, and you know, they liked it. They're like, well, how can I, just like, you know, a system, how can I use the system for myself, right? And people start to see it, and we have content. Actually, 52 weeks of content, one for every week of the year. That it's an hour training, it's a webinar that can be custom branded for anybody that's marketing online, and they can purchase the content for a few $100. They can purchase the content beyond when somebody becomes a buyer in the funnel. The whole goal is to upgrade them into various levels of buyer and get them familiar with our back-end team that does the coaching, everything. And the process for the network marketing distributor starts in that first week on building a relationship, on not taking advantage of the leads, but actually showing them that they're delivering them something of value, whether they decide to join in their particular MLM or not, that they're getting something of value. And you know, so somebody walks away from buying this experience, they're not going to say that they felt like they were taken advantage of. They're actually getting something of value that they can use. And that's the basis for starting a really good relationship with a prospect. You know, and so from the very beginning, Jeff, the lead, the prospect, is talking to the network marketing distributor, and the goal is to give them value. Give them tremendous value, and then give them a result. The result could be as simple as, wow, I did learn something in this training. You're absolutely right. And if that's occurring, then you're on the platform on the basis for taking the next step, which is, did you see what we do with our XYZ product or service? This is what we do, and I think you're going to get the same kind of experience where you're really going to like it the same way you like our training. And so it's just, it's that building up of levels to get them involved, engaged with the process of being introduced to a home-based business. So obviously the back end, the ultimate back end, this is a funnel that has a full process of optimization for offers throughout the funnel. Very few people are going to sign up into the MLM, no matter what you do, even if you're creating, you know, the best free looky-loo lead on the planet. If we can take it from 1% to 2%, we've doubled our conversion. But ultimately, we're creating a buyer funnel. The buyer funnel is going to allow for the continued purchase of media of leads on the front end to supply leads to as large a group as you could ever want or need to fulfill to. And
would I have,
just having
would I have
a
control?
1% conversion at the back end of the funnel for people that don't want anything to do with a network marketing company or just feel that the training and the coaching is something that they're looking for, that becomes a profit, you know, center for the fueling of that front end.
Gil, do I have control? Like, as a person who's in this system as a distributor, can I, like an autoresponder, blast an email to these people through a blasting service and, like, cross-sell different offers if they don't like my first offer? Can I give them other offers and other businesses too?
Yeah, you know, our privacy policies, allow for the sharing of that information, and the terms of use allow for the distributor to follow up with them, and some network marketing groups do not want our back-end sales floor. The sales floor, our coaching floor and our sales team, does not want to talk to the lead until 3 to 4 weeks out. The reason is because somebody coming into the funnel doesn't know how much of a guru or how much of how valuable our training is until they start to participate in it, start to engage it. So the more that they're involved in that process for a period of time, they see the value in it, and it helps on the back end that we're only talking to people that have purchased, that have upgraded. Our sales floor is not talking to people that are the free looky-loo leads. The free looky-loo leads need to be have their belief, heightened, and the distributors are good at doing that and being able to introduce them to their opportunity and their process. So some of the groups have requested that we, on a weekly basis, scrub against anybody that's signing up in the opportunity, in the MLM opportunities, so that we're not calling their opportunities. And then, on the other hand, some groups want us to call them with very specific offers, training that's specific to their organization. Because, every group is different, and we have to accommodate the custom needs of a network marketing organization, a group. So this whole funnel process that I've just described is entirely different than just creating a free looky-loo lead and delivering it to somebody in real time and saying, there's your lead. Hope you convert it. And, oh, by the way, you should also market other things that are, you should build your own funnel, right? It's like, so you can do that, but what we're doing is we're going to the leaders who can afford to fuel the this kind of system. And, so the interest, the edification from the internet marketing side, the guru side, is all about, yes, you should join a home-based business, a network business. And when you do, you're going to need to learn how to do internet marketing. And
that's
we can
the
help.
Biggest, and that's the biggest hurdle, Most people right now, I went 180 degrees against that recently. You know, when I joined my Resorts 360 business, I decided I'm not going to teach any of my distributors how to do internet marketing. You know, I totally just cut it off and said, no internet marketing, no training, until you have established yourself with just warm market referrals, just getting your pool filled with people like that first. And that was my philosophy. It still is my philosophy. But there's a point where, you know, sitting there teaching people internet marketing gets to be very cumbersome, very overburdening, and it's just very intense. So by having your system now come alongside of what I'm doing and be that outsourced, you know, training system, it's going to be very beneficial for anyone who's going to be, you know, seeing the process and wanting to get involved with something like you're going to be sharing with people. What I want to do, Gil, is turn the conversation back to what you're going to be bringing to the table for people coming to the Midwest Super Conference. I'm going to kind of wrap it up here in the next few minutes here, because I got to get another interview coming up really shortly here. So when people come to the Midwest Super Conference, what will they hear from you that's going to be beneficial for them to learn about lead generation, lead creation, and just the overall lead world?
Well, my approach to teaching is to be totally transparent, 100% transparent. So I'm going to show you who I buy leads from, how I buy leads, how I, you know, research to buy leads, and, you know, what you do when you have leads, you know. And my position for, you know, my unique selling proposition for my, you know, my position in the industry as a coach and as a lead generation expert is I want to encourage any and all companies and individuals out there interested in building a business to think like a lead company. Learn how to think and operate like a lead company. Even if you don't want to be a lead company per se, if you learn the strategies, the procedures, the operations of a lead organization, then you're going to be able to operate your business, your sales department, much leaner, much more profitable than you have ever done before, because lead companies operate on behalf of a client, typically the advertiser. And I've always been that advertiser. I've been that advertiser. I'm not an affiliate. So even though I do affiliate marketing right now, I am, but I've, in all of my years, I've always been the advertiser, the big advertiser that's been hiring the affiliates. And most of the CPA information out there in today's market of, you know, how to, focuses in on how to be a super affiliate and drive traffic. I don't drive traffic. You know, I could use a few tools here and there and get on the first page of Google for some long tail stuff. And, you know, I know some tricks because I study, but that's not my day-to-day practices. I don't do that. I go buy traffic. I go buy leads. You know, that's what I do. And how to funnel that into a strategy or a business model known as a lead company can be extremely profitable. So, you know, I'm going to show that side of the business, and, you know, I'm excited to do it because I've got, you know, I'm new to this, and I owe it to you, Jeff, because you're the one that twisted my arm to go speak up in Canada for the first time at your event. And since then, I've had a couple of groups of students that have gone through my coaching, and now they're in the business. I've seen firsthand that these guys are taking it and making money with it even before the course ends. So they're you know, I'm excited about that because what I've done is I've created relationships now that I'm putting in the lead business and showing them how to go operate in the lead business. And I don't look at them as competition. I look at them as associates now that I do business with, and they're in the lead business. So together we cover more ground, and, you know, I get a lot of business out of it. But, you know, it's, you got to understand how to operate like a lead company before it becomes a reality for you. You have to internalize the strategies and know the tactics and be able to see the opportunities that are probably right in front of you. And, you know, all I do is really focus people on that And I'm going to share so much of that in a very transparent way at the event. And anybody that, you know, gets to, you know, make the event, I know is going to be hugely, you know, benefited from that, because not everybody knows this kind of stuff. I mean, internet marketing is one thing, but I'm not some traffic guru like that has invented some new way of driving traffic. I just go out there and buy traffic, buy leads.
You're a conversion guru. That's what you are. You're a conversion guru. That's what you really are. I mean, it's all about the strategies of conversions and just getting people to convert on an action, filling out a form, buying something, and then, you know, moving them through that process so they buy more or they get other people to go buy more. And that's why it works. And that's good. And that's what people want to know. People want to know how to generate their own leads. They want to know, okay, instead of going out there and paying hundreds or thousands of dollars to other lead companies to do this for me, if I had the tools and the equipment and the insider knowledge, you know, if I had the mind of Gil Ortega to teach me, you know, lead generation, now I can become my own lead company is what you're telling people. And they can actually start their own lead business for other people, or they could just generate leads for their own company all day long and just never stops.
And it's not just network marketing. It's every vertical, every business that you could think of needs leads, whether it be elder care. You know what POE, it's employee leasing. I mean, I got guys doing leads for employee leasing. It can go, I mean, insurance guys that are doing leads for their insurance business. And now, you know, there's just strategies to be able to start with no money, because that's how I started. I was broke and, you know, I had no money, $50, and grew a lead business into a multi-million dollar company. And so it just takes knowing how to structure a deal, how to spot them, and how to execute a lead deal that leverages the internet. And there's so many leads out there available to companies and ways to generate them that it's not hard. It just takes the ability to see how to structure these deals and spot them.
Let me say this about Gil and his character, just so those of you who are listening. You know, the lead business can be a pretty freaky business. There's a lot of different characters and different companies and stuff over the years that have come and gone. And if you've been in the lead business or you kind of know of the lead business, you know it can be kind of it can be a little bit seedy and a little bit iffy. But then when you got people like Gil Ortega, who is always from the day one when I first picked up the phone and dialed this guy and talked to him, you know, so many years ago, has been nothing but honest and ethical integrity throughout everything he's done. And so I would put Gil Ortega at like the top of the top of the top of people that you want to surround yourself with when it comes to learning the inside knowledge of the lead business, as well as lead generation techniques, lead delivery systems, and different things that he can do out there. And you definitely want to align your company with someone like Gil. And by doing that, you're going to have the best chances of success. You're going to stack the deck in your favor so that the only outcome for you is that you generate leads that convert into customers, then which convert into buyers and buyers and buyers, that down the road, you know, continues to monetize for you and puts those dollars back in your pocket that everyone so desperately is looking for right now in this different economic times that we're in. So I want to encourage people as I wrap up the call here, if whether you're in MLM network marketing, and if you're not in that, don't be freaked out about all the MLM talk we've had. It's just that's the niche that Gil started with. You know, that's where he knows his stuff. Anything that we've talked about can be transferable principles into a different type of a system for a different company or structure. So you don't have to be in the MLM industry to actually, you know, benefit from what Gil's going to talk about. You can be in any industry, as we've talked about, and take these same techniques and design funnel systems that will work for your company in the lead generation models that we've talked about. So to wrap it up, I'll just say this. Thanks, Gil, for being here and sharing this new model with people. I hope it gets people really excited and how they can use that in their current businesses. But more important, you know, Gil just talked about how he was at Pirate Cove in Las Vegas, where he was at a mastermind meeting. You know, Gil, did you have to spend some money to be there?
Yeah, and let me tell you, worth every penny of it. And the business that you know is coming from it, it's just hard to quantify. I mean, it's a lot more than what I gave, you know.
Oh yeah, I mean, but the power of the mastermind is huge, and
huge.
Just getting together with other people who are smarter than you, the it's like the Borg, you know, the collective, you know, the mind is just much more powerful. The things you can do is just much more powerful when you're around people who are worth so much more than you, but yet are willing to help you get to where you want to go next without asking a lot out of you. I mean, if you were to stop Gil in the hallway or have lunch and sit down with Gil at the Super Conference and ask him a question, he's not going to be like, hey, you know, I was at a conference recently, Gil, and the guy, I'm not going to say his name, the speaker's like, hey, Jeff, I'd love to share that information with you, but that's how I make my income, and so therefore, if you buy my $2,000 coaching program, I'd be happy to share that with you. I was kind of like taken back by that, you know, because I'm from the mentality that, you know, you just give it all away. This is like you said, law of reciprocity. You just give and give and give because you always get something back in return. But
look,
I guess
the good news is that's not how I make my living.
Yeah,
I make my living in the lead business, and I will share with people things that, you know, I can guarantee you.
Well, you just shared with everybody your whole freaking business model, for one thing. I mean, you just gave it all away. He just shared his whole plan here.
Right.
And, you know,
go
maybe
out and copy it.
Yeah, go out and copy it. But, you know, it's the fact that he understands the value proposition, like you talked about earlier, about, you know, you're going to give as much value up front. And when people see how much value you're giving them, they're going to know this guy is legit, this guy is real. And the information I'm going to get is, you know, if I invest with him later on, it's going to be even increasingly better than that.
Jeff, I have partnerships that will last a lifetime and make millions of dollars that came from people, either other speakers and even students that were at your last event in Vancouver. So from that event, and I thank you for that because you're the one that twisted my arm to speak there. And it is, for me, all about networking and meeting people that are of like mind, that have projects and opportunities that, you know, that are just synergistic.
Right.
And so if you're there, it's not just with me, but all of the people that are going to be there, those are opportunities that are priceless to open up. You know?
Yeah.
So it really makes a difference when you're there and you're networking, you're talking to people, and I can't recommend it high enough. It's just, you got to get there.
Absolutely. You got to get there. You got to be here. We say it all the time. Here's the date, September the 11th to the 13th. It's just a few short weeks away. Right now, we're on track to sell out pretty early. So if you are thinking about coming, today's the day you need to get your ticket. Don't wait till the last minute. If we do have tickets left at the last minute, I'm sure that the early bird pricing is going to be gone away. And they'll probably be three times higher than what they are right now. So if you wait till the last minute and there are tickets left, then lucky you. You got lucky. But you're going to pay three times the amount. So, for example, the free ticket program is $97, which you get back when you come to the event. So it's a no-cost acquisition for you to be there. You'll get your money back. But if you wait till the last minute, it might cost $300 for you. The VIP program might cost between $600 and $900 for you. So do not wait. You can get the tickets right now at the early bird prices still while they're available for $97, which you'll get that back as a refundable deposit when you show up. Or you can go VIP, which is what I'm going to recommend. Everyone goes VIP because that's where you can get access to see and hang out with other VIPs and the speakers in a private networking function that other attendees are not going to be able to take advantage of. So you get access that no one else does. You gotta buy your way in sometimes, you guys. It's only $197 for the VIP program. That's super affordable. I mean, you don't even want to know how much Gil pays to be in these mastermind groups. You know, some of these mastermind groups charge $25,000 a year, you know, and they get some incredible value out of that. But for the $197 that we have for VIP access, you can't even put a price tag on the information that I personally have gotten from being a VIP at other events that I've actually bought my way into. The knowledge, the relationships I was able to gain from those things there scored me huge, huge revenues down the road. Even Gil, as a speaker, coming looks forward to networking with other speakers. And you know, you've worked out other deals with people from the events that I've done because of those relationships and networking that's happened there. And that's what this is all about. It's just about getting together, finding people who have a need, finding what their problems are, and then hopefully what my speakers that are coming to this event will help solve those problems and show you guys better ways to do things so that you can take advantage of this stuff. So it's September the 11th to the 13th, 2009. It's here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Get your tickets today. Go to MidwestSuperConference.com/4 and then scroll down to the bottom of the page, click on the order button, and that will get you all set up so you get your ticket. And we'll see you guys here in Minnesota in just a few short weeks. So thanks, Gil. Everybody, thanks for listening. We'll see you guys on the Success Highway. Look forward to seeing you September the 11th to the 13th in Minneapolis. Bye for now.